Nearly one in five adolescents has had sex before the age of 15. That's according to a new report by the National Campaign to Prevent Teen Pregnancy. The report also says that only a third of the parents of sexually experienced younger teenagers know their child has had sex. In the second report in Morning Edition's series on the sexual behavior of younger teenagers, NPR's Vicky Kuei says parents and communities play a part in preventing risk-taking behavior.
Supervising children means different things at different ages. Psychologist Lauren Steinberg of Temple University in Philadelphia says for children under the age of 12, supervision means protecting them from the evils of the world that might harm them.
I think after 12, the focus really is much more on risk-taking, and the problem then becomes not so much how you keep them safe from the world, but how you kind of keep them safe from themselves.
The new study found that young teens have plenty of opportunity to do risky things. Researchers analyzed three major national surveys and several smaller local surveys because they asked questions the bigger ones did not. One found that about half of 14-year-olds have attended a party with no adult supervision, and about a third of young teens said they had lain on a bed or couch alone with someone they liked. The study also found sexually active young teens are three times more likely to be regular smokers, four times more likely to have tried marijuana, and six times more likely to drink alcohol once a week or more. Psychologist Lauren Steinberg says these findings aren't surprising. Young teens can be very impulsive, and research shows they're more likely than older teens to be influenced by their friends.
We know developmentally that kids at this age are very susceptible to peer pressure, and that even very well-behaved children will do things when they are with their friends that they wouldn't do when they're supervised by adults, or even when they're unsupervised and by themselves.
And yet many 12, 13, and 14-year-old teenagers are unsupervised after school and during the summer. Beth Miller is a researcher with Wellesley College's National Institute on Out-of-School Time.
We know that half of them, at least, possibly more, spend some time every week on their own without adult supervision.
This reflects the growing number of children being reared in single-parent families and families with two working parents.
We know that this latchkey status is a risk factor. In other words, not every child who spends time on their own is going to get into some kind of trouble, but in general, young people are much more likely to have problems at school, problems with other kinds of risky behaviors such as juvenile delinquency and sex.
Pediatrician Mark Schuster writes about children and sexual development. He says research has confirmed teens aren't having sex in the backseat of a car anymore.
Most kids are having sex for the first time in their own home or someone else's home, usually the partner's home. And a lot of this sex is going on in the afternoon.
Schuster says working parents need to know what's going on at home when they are not there.
Arrange to have someone around, or for the parent to be calling and checking in, knowing whether anyone else is at the home.
Schuster says phone calls can be an effective means of monitoring teens from a distance, especially if the parent calls every day at different times. There's a set routine for what the teenager should be doing, such as homework, and the parent checks to make sure the homework was completed. Many experts, including pediatrician and adolescent researcher Deborah Cohen of the RAND Corporation, argue working parents shouldn't have to come up with solutions on their own.
Schools and society need to fill in the gaps that are caused by the demands for parents to be at the workplace all day. And so those hours where youth are left on their own should be filled in by other types of supervision. More after-school activities that are supervised, even lengthening the school day would solve a lot of problems.
But psychologist Lauren Steinberg says the development of after-school programs for middle schoolers is about 20 years behind those for elementary school children.
A lot of communities will have after-school programs for elementary school children because of the safety issue. And most high schools have after-school extracurricular activities, not because of safety, but because of our interest in promoting athletics or the arts or drama or what have you. But in that period between elementary school and high school, whether it's middle school or junior high school, we tend to not provide sufficient structure for kids.
And organizers who run community-based programs for middle schoolers, everything from basketball leagues to museum art classes, describe fundraising as impossible right now. Thaddeus Ferber of the Forum for Youth Investment, a national think tank which promotes community programs for young people, says everywhere program officials turn for help, from the federal government to philanthropic foundations, they are hearing no. Vicky Kuei, NPR News.
Tomorrow, sex and the social lives of younger teenagers.